This next principle is taken from Proverbs 11, verse 28. Trust in your money and down you go. Trust in God and flourish as a tree. This is the principle of trusting God, and it's truly a foundation, isn't it, John?
It definitely is. You know, trust in money and down takes you down. And it's really interesting that this statement comes from not people that have seen it, but this is comes from truth, from a real statement. It's interesting, you know, to know that, you know, that most people think that if I had money, I could make myself go up. Isn't it funny that that's exactly the reverse of what this says?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Trust in money and you go down. So it's not the money that takes you up. It's something else that takes you up. And but money, if your focus is on money, it takes you down.
Well, here's our principle. The American dollar reads, "In God we trust." Do we? Our ancestors did. They risked their lives for what they stood for. They understood the value of trusting and believing in God. They recognized the value of the Bible. The Bible became the court's handbook and was one of the absolutes that gave them faith and courage. It was the foundation and cornerstone from which they structured the Constitution and built this prosperous society. They were aware that our money would become our God, so they printed those words just as a reminder. Our lives and country will continue to flourish if we keep ourselves committed to God and His principles. Man, John, that's powerful.
That's really true, because trust in God, what it means to trust in God, it means like that whatever you trust, you give adherence to, saying like you worship or give attention.
Or allegiance, that's what that
is. Or allegiance to that which you trust. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to trust God. Not that God's going to do all the things for you, but it means that if you have allegiance to or trust God, it means that you're going to say, "Hey, God, what about this? What about that?" You will want answers from God, and that's why it's important to trust God, because that's you will go to where you feel for answers, where you feel you what you trust. And so that's why it's critical that we trust our God, because there's where we're going to go for roots and for answers and for foundation. And if we don't have that, then really we will fall apart, because then it becomes the survival of the fittest, or we will say anything that is legalized will become standard because we measure within ourselves in that.
By the law system.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has America flourished? Yes, indeed. Are we still flourishing? Yes, but it's on shaky grounds. And here's why. We have trusted in money rather than God. Why will trusting in money take us down? First, a heart without the fear of God has no control from within and will become self-willed and rebellious. Without the fear of God, societies become self-righteous. They will compare themselves among themselves and justify their actions. Money, rather than God, then becomes the standard by which we value ourselves, and it will take us down.
That's right there is what I was trying to say, is because if we don't have the fear of God, then we become self-willed, and we will develop self-justification, and we will become self-righteous as an individual or as a nation, because we will justify our actions. Money rather than God then becomes our standard. It means that you look at a person, if he has money, you will respect him. If he doesn't have any money, you won't respect him. Character is not even the issue then. It's all focused on money. Mm-hmm. Because it's like if you evaluate money and that becomes your highest trust, then you'll look at the people that have money and say, "This person can help me." That's not true. God can help us because he has the law that creates money. Money is a byproduct.
If we want to flourish, we must believe and trust in God, and then see money only as a byproduct of certain values and a medium of exchange. The second reason is this. Without trusting God and establishing right morals and values, our money will go through our pockets as if it had holes. It's one thing to have money, but then you see it disappear as well.
That's right. You know, there's an old saying that says that if you gave all the wealth of the world, take all the wealth of the world and you divide it amongst every person in the world, every existing person in the world, you give them their share of the money. In 12 to 15 years, the same people that had the money would again have the money, and those that didn't have it would be poor again. So that's what it's really saying is this, that it goes through our pockets like they have holes in it. Somebody won the lottery, got $2-3 million, and in a matter of a year or less, they were broke. They didn't know how to handle it. Because what we learn in the process of really earning money becomes the standard by how we know how to manage it. So if we get it as a gift or if it just comes our way without that, we've never experienced that. So That's what it means, that it goes through our pockets like they have holes in them, because there's nothing there to bring balance.
Without God's laws for governing, we become unbalanced. We become wasteful and lose our sense of productivity. Then we want to raise taxes rather than plug the holes in our pockets. Taxes, John, become like an equalizer for us. Instead of adjusting the problem, we just throw more money through taxes.
Well, they get that principle from businesses. Businesses always says that you can't bottle water from a dry creek. Mm-hmm. You have to have water flowing, then you can bottle some water. And so you got it. So if a business kind of falters a little bit, the first thing they look is, are sales good? Have you deteriorating in sales? If you are, then you really have problems. But if your sales are going up or maintained, you should be able to get a profit out of there. So that gives you a thing. Government looks at that the same way. Government looks at it and say, like, well, we don't have enough money to go around. So what is it? I have to raise income. And how do I raise income? They don't earn money. No. They just tax people to get money. Rather than to say, I got to make adjustments and discipline and manage better, they want to increase, just like a salesperson would say, a business would say, just increase sales. So that's where the philosophy comes in, but it's not right. If they do their best, that's different, but a lot of waste. When you pay, saying like $200 for a toilet seat, I mean, you're crazy. I mean, that's just stupid in doing that. That's not balanced.
What does it mean to trust God? It does not mean that we should stop planning and working towards our dreams, and it should not make us passive and lazy. It does mean that we rely on and believe in God to the extent that we pattern our lives and businesses around His values. So His values are a real key here, huh, John?
That's right, because that becomes a foundation. Because again, it's like whatever you devote yourself, whatever you adhere to, whatever you trust, whatever you believe in, that's where you look for your answers. And so trusting in God does not mean that God does come and gives you things. It just means that you look for solid answers, and that's where the law lies within God. So you'll find out what the true laws of life are.
Mm-hmm. Trusting means to count on or to have confidence in. Trust comes from experiencing and knowing someone. We cannot buy it or demand it. It's earned. When we experience and get to know God, we will find Him faithful, all-knowing, honest, and reliable. So we put our confidence in Him and then pattern our lives after His law and values, which will give us the good life.
That's right. He's all-knowing, and this is what you'll discover if you really go after God. And you may say that, well, you can't see God, you can't touch God, you can't know God personally. But you can in spirit. He's as real as a person is. I mean, he's just that real. So when you look at Him and trust in Him, then you'll search out His character, His nature, His values, and what He represents. That's when you'll discover that He is faithful, He's all-knowing, He's honest, He's reliable. And then you put your confidence in that system, saying, hey, that system's been around for a long time. And then that is what makes it work, because that's the foundation then of success.
When we trust in money, it's temporal and perishable. God's laws are fixed and can be trusted. They are everlasting. Heaven and earth will pass away before His law does. Trusting God causes us to live by the rules that bring prosperity, but trust in money will cause us to become greedy and out of balance, and that destroys our character.
That's right. Trust in God causes us to live by the rules that bring prosperity. In other words, you find a system that brings prosperity, but trusting in money will cause us to become greedy. Boy, have I ever experienced that. I mean, you know, I've just dealt with both sides of that, and I've just seen it in so many people, that you can always tell if a person is genuine and real and has foundation, or if the person is just a salesperson and just manipulative. Sometimes they become what you call just personality-driven, and you can just sense that, and you can just feel that, especially in these hours that we're dealing with character right now mm-hmm. throughout the country.
Here's the three ways we can measure our trust in God. The first is, when things go wrong, what source do you turn to?
That's really true. Where do you go to when, sometimes you go to a person because it's the person that you trust, and perhaps that person is a good character. That's why you go. But look as to who you go to, what you go to. If you just say, I got to have more money, if that's all it is, then you're trusting in money. But where do you go? Do you try to find out what the reason is that you don't have any money when you have a problem? What's the reason you don't have? Then you go back to God. That's how you find out whether you trust God.
The second is this. How much effort do you put forth in studying the principles of God?
That's just true. Again, in other words, you're looking for foundation. Whenever something goes wrong, the thing that we do, we back up to where we feel comfortable, or a foundation that we've stood on. So where do we go? do we put forth effort to study God's principles so that we don't fall after we've even picked up ourselves?
And the last one's this, so powerful. What would it take to make you lie or steal for gain?
I mean, that's a, you know, only a person can look in the mirror and only answer that themselves. You know, opportunity. I'm a businessman, and in business deals, a lot of times you can shut up and not tell the whole truth, and you might be able to make a deal. Mm-hmm. But if you're honest about it, you have to think of the other person as well as yours. There's opportunity every day for a businessman to say, I can cheat a little bit, I can do a little bit if I want to, but that is what you have to deal with your own self as a moral character. That's very critical, because it pays off if you stick with the character and the ethics.
The principle of trusting God. Proverbs 11:28, trust in your money and down you go. Trust in God and flourish as a tree. Give us some closing thoughts, John.
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting, because a lot of people have a problem with the word trust God or trust in God. Even from a believer standpoint, there's really a misunderstanding. Trusting God does not mean that God does everything for you, but we believe that since he can work a miracle, we want to believe that he does everything by miracles. And that's not what we mean by trusting God. People think sometimes if they don't get their miracle, well, I'm just not believing or I'm just not trusting. Nah, God is not necessarily a doer so much as he is an inspirer. He gives you direction and things like that. So we got to get our heads straight on that. But on the other hand, a lot of non-believers saying like they have a problem with not trusting God, but they do in a way sometimes trust God, because it depends on what you cry out to when you get in trouble. So where do you cry out to? I've seen the strongest men that almost denied God when they get into trouble. They will bawl and cry and call on God, which means that deep inside, almost everybody has a certain amount of trust in God, because when they get in trouble, they go to the source that they know is secure.